Protests continue in Sudan as people there call for an end to military rule. Just last week, President Omar al-Bashir was toppled in a coup. A couple of days later, the coup leader himself stepped down. Today, Sudan is still in the hands of the military, now headed by Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. The African Union is trying to change that. The AU says that unless civilian rule is established in 15 days, Sudan will be suspended from the bloc. So far, al-Burhan is refusing to budge. The BBC's Catherine Biarhunga is in Nairobi. She's following the African Union's intervention.
When a coup is staged, the African Union steps in quite strongly and says you will be suspended from the union until you carry out elections or hand over to a civilian government. This has happened in places like Egypt, Mali, Guinea-Bissau, and so the African Union has a strong record of doing this. However, Sudan is quite complex. The African Union doesn't have as much leverage, but what we've seen over the last few days is some countries like Egypt, like Russia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, recognizing the military rulers in Sudan. Western countries have been a bit more tentative. The United States Charge d'Affaires in Khartoum has met with the deputy leader. And so what we have is a push and pull between countries that are allied to Sudan, who would not want to see it fall apart. And if the Transitional Military Council can show itself to be able to stabilize the country, get the economy working again, then there will be other countries outside of the African Union who would be willing to work with the military leaders in Sudan.
I'm wondering if the African Union came up with its demand too quick. I mean, the coup leaders in Sudan over the weekend did say they would be in power for 2 years. Doesn't that suggest they intend to transition from the old regime?
What the African Union said in its first statement was that they didn't feel the military takeover was in line with the wishes of the people of Sudan. And we have seen protests continue, thousands of people go out on the streets saying that they do not want a military leadership, they want a civilian government. And because of these established rules within the African Union, they had to follow procedure and warn the military leaders in Sudan that they will suspend them if they do not hand over to a civilian government. And be clear, there are thousands of people in Sudan who would support this move, who would say, we want an interim civilian government that would be able to organize elections. They do not trust the military rulers, some of whom have been accused of war crimes. And so they would want to see them completely removed from power.
If Sudan were to be suspended from the African Union, wouldn't the civilian protesters in Sudan lose one of their best covers, the unity of the rest of the entire continent?
The reason why being suspended from the African Union is quite key is that you lose legitimacy. As a government, as a military council, you're not able to go to summits. You're not able to take part in international diplomacy. The other key problem could be in terms of economy, access to funding, whether from the African Union, the African Development Bank, the IMF and the World Bank. At this crucial point where the economy is suffering, Sudanese are struggling to find basic resources like food, fuel, electricity. Not being able to kickstart your economy could have an impact. But we've just heard from the State Department in the United States. They said if the leadership in Sudan shows itself to be able to put in place some democratic processes, they show themselves to be able to fight terrorism or elements of terrorism in Sudan, they will look at removing them from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Now, that would open up a whole world of funding, which would be very key for the economy in Sudan.
The BBC's Catherine Biarhunga joining us from Nairobi to discuss the latest news from Sudan. Thanks very much, Catherine.
Thank you very much.